Sunday morning. Welcome to Hashtag Everyone, talking about Hashtag Everything. I'm Kate Doherty with Keely Regger, and we're so excited about today's show. We have a guest with us by the name of Brad Henry, and he's going to be talking about his experience as an iLearn recipient through Down Country, and then he's going to be introing some exciting new information based on those experiences. I don't want to give away too much, but anyway, welcome, Brad.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Good. So tell us about your experience as an iLearn recipient. What is an iLearn recipient anyway?
Well, actually started 5 years ago now. My wife, Abby, is a physical therapist, and she actually works at Transition Schools, working with children with severe and profound disabilities. And so she had kind of heard a little bit about the first year of the iLearn scholarships. We actually missed the first year that the applications came out. And so whenever the second year came out, we decided that we would take a look at it. As she's a physical therapist, we also have a daughter, Jocelyn. She's 12 years old and has Down syndrome. And so we kind of thought, you know, between Abby's work and raising a child like Jocelyn, that there were opportunities there that the iLearn scholarship might be able to provide us to go see some things, learn some things that we normally wouldn't have. So we put in an application and were selected. And since then, we've been to four straight National Down Syndrome Congress conventions. First one was in Denver, and then the second one was in Indianapolis, and then 2015 was in Phoenix, and last year was down in Orlando. And then here in a couple weeks, we're actually going to Sacramento for our fifth one. So it's been a great experience. We've learned a lot every year, something new that we can learn. And then as part of the requirements for the scholarship, we're supposed to pay it forward. So we're bringing back some of the ideas and some of the things that we learn at these conventions and bring them back to the tri-states and basically spread the word on how you can better teach specially abled children, how you can provide better opportunities for them throughout the tri-states. So
it's a five-year scholarship then?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so that's kind of cool. You get to get not just 1 year, but a five-year. And actually, I think one of the things that we're going to talk about today was a college program that you heard about at the Congress, right? Tell us a little bit about that.
That's correct. It was actually the 2015 Congress in Phoenix. I was sitting in one of the sessions, and the speaker had brought up a website called thinkcollege.net. And basically, it's just a college options website for people with intellectual disabilities is how they promote themselves. And so actually, while the speaker was still speaking, I pulled up the website on my phone and started looking at, okay, well, what are some of the college options for my daughter Jocelyn in our area? And as I got looking at it, there wasn't a lot there. And in terms of special programs specifically geared for her. And so the closest one that I saw was Lewis and Clark Community College down in Alton, Illinois. And so I kind of just made a note, hey, I'm going to check into that when I get home. And so what it is, I reached out to Lewis and Clark when we got home and learned a little bit more, set up a phone interview with them, learned a little bit more about the program, and thought it was something that would be kind of cool maybe to try to get something going here in the tri-states.
I think for a lot of our listeners, I mean, children with Down syndrome attending college, or, you know, children with autism attending college, such a thing is possible?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Aww. So anyway, their program was, I think it was called a College for Life program. And so I was really interested in it after learning a little bit more about it, thought it was something that we could definitely figure out a way to bring to the tri-states. So I actually I knew President Elby at John Wood from kind of when he was his coaching days. And so whenever I just reached out to him and got to meet with him and kind of pitched my idea of what it could look like, he loved it. And so he had some folks contact me, and we set up a visit down to Lewis and Clark to see the program firsthand. And then from there, the John Wood folks just kind of took it and ran with it and getting ready to introduce their own version of it here this fall. So.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there you go.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, spoiler alert. We've got the folks from John Wood with us today, and they're going to talk a little bit about this. But, Brad, I actually kind of want to hear from you, like, why is something like this so important to you and your family? Because there's Abby, and there's Jocelyn, and there's you, and then you have Micah and
Jonah.
Yep. You're a family of five, and
That's correct.
Pretty busy. So at some point in time, you're going to be paying college for all of your kiddos.
really looking forward to that, by the way. for us with Jocelyn, one of the big things for us all along has been for her to grow up and be able to go to regular school. I mean, she's at Brown County Middle School right now and getting ready to go into seventh grade. She spends most of her day in a regular classroom with her peers, and that's a big deal to us. It's a big deal for her to, obviously the academic stuff is great and she's going to learn throughout her schooling, but for her to be able to interact with her peers, these are the people that, assuming that we stay around home,
I think you're pretty much a lifer.
You're going to
be in the tri-state area.
Yeah, so assuming we stay around home, these are the people that are going to be her peers and that she's going to be around even well past her time in high school. And so, a big goal for us is to get her her high school diploma, get her to graduate. Our goal is the first person with Down syndrome to graduate from Brown County High School is kind of our big goal. And we get there, but, obviously life doesn't stop after high school. So, for us being able to find a place where she can continue her education, continue to learn an environment that's great for her, and then also that will help kind of prepare her not only for life ahead, but for a job and things like that, and to be able to function in society normally.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I love that you're blazing that trail because that is something that so many are going to benefit coming after your daughter. And, not only just high school graduation, but you're looking long term here. And I say, Kate and I talk about this all the time, seeing the forest beyond the trees, because too many times we get stuck just looking at that moment, that present moment in time. And, there's no ceiling. There's no ceiling here for these kiddos. And I think we need to open up that conversation to everyone that, hey, what do you want to do? To our kids, to the adults that are out in the community, what do you want to do? And let's pursue it. I think that's exceptional. And I really love the idea that we're moving forward and being forward thinkers.
And that's one of the things I love about going to the National Down Syndrome Congress is that you get to see self-advocates. People with Down syndrome standing up on a podium, giving speeches that have college degrees and so on and so forth. And it just, I remember the first year that we saw that, it kind of just blew our mind. And it was like, okay, this is doable. We can do this. So that has been a huge driving force behind the idea of, what can Jocelyn do? Where can she go?
Well, and that's something, Kate, I don't know if you remember this moment. I'm sure you do. But last year in Florida, Elliot got behind the podium when all the speaking was done and he was ready to give a speech. And I'm like, oh, I see him speaking in about 10 more years at the National Down Syndrome Conference, because he was ready to roll. I mean, because he has been given that gift of just ability to look forward with glass half full, always, always half full. And we've got to all do that. So,
yeah, well, and that's the cool environment. That's what Abby's grown up with.
Exactly.
That's the expectation is that she can and will perform.
Absolutely.
With her typical peers and also be a,
you betcha,
be a voice. Well, you know what? We're going to have to take a break, but I have a funny story when we come back, or I want to share a funny story that Brad and his wife shared many moon ago, and then we will probably be entering into the John Wood Community College story. So anyway, this is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything, and we'll be back this beautiful Sunday morning.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com or call 217-617-3568, 217-617-3568, or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child.
It's back to school, Mustang style, Saturday, July 15th. Pre-sale, $10 entry, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. On-site entry, $15 from 2 to 4 p.m. Upon entry, each paid shopper will be supplied with two shopping bags and then shop till you drop for free. All money will go to support the Marion County R2 School. For questions, call Kathy Bridgman, 573-439-5471 or Mary Wilson, 573-439-5140.
Hashtag everyone, talking about hashtag everything. I'm Kate Doherty, and this is Keely Reger, and we're back with Brad Henry. And we've been talking about his experience as an iLearn scholarship recipient through Down Country, which, just kind of FYI, the Down Country iLearn scholarships will reopen September 14th, 2017. You can find the application on Down Country's website, up at downcountry.com. The scholarships are elected and chosen. They are blind. Names are removed. And this year, Down Country was written on a 5-year plan. We will be renewing the scholarships and the next 5-year plan. So again, if you're interested in applying, the applications will be available online as of September 14th. And the dates will... The date for they are due is November 1st of 2017. So it's a 5-question application, but only so many are chosen. And it is good for any national or international conference. It does not supply state conference funding. And it's 100% funded through private donations and the goodwill of people like our listeners. Anyway, Brad is back with us, and he is an iLearn recipient. This is actually his final year, and he's been talking about what it's meant to him, his family, his daughter. But want to talk just real quickly before we go back into the importance of the college program about the first time you had gone to the National Down Syndrome Congress. Actually, you weren't an attendee. You and your wife had just had your daughter, Jocelyn.
Right.
And you went on a weekend.
No, it was our anniversary weekend. We went to Kansas City, and Abby was expecting our second child, and Jocelyn I think was about a year and a half old at the time. And as we were going around Kansas City, you know, going out to eat or going to see different things, Abby kept saying, "Man, I'm seeing a lot of people with Down syndrome around town." And so I kind of joked. I said, "No, it's just because, you know, we have Jocelyn now, and you're more aware, you know, that these people are all around."
According to Abby, he blamed it on pregnancy hormones.
I did. This is true. This is true. So anyway, so she kept saying, "Man, I just keep seeing a lot of Down." Well, anyway, the long story short, we found out literally a couple years later that the National Down Syndrome Congress was in Kansas City at the time. So obviously that was the reason why
she was seen.
And I will happily admit I was wrong.
So she's taking note of that.
I hope she's listening.
There we go. He says he's sorry, Abby. So going back to, we're really excited about this new thing John Wood is pulling together. And here in our next segment, we're going to have Michelle Westmoss and Barb Holdhouse talking about this. But for you as a parent, again, I just really want to talk about what it means. And Keely, I want you to pitch in. So Abby has been very blessed to actually live in a small community. Brown County has been very supportive of what you have
Absolutely.
Wanted to do with Abby as far as being educated with her typical peers. And actually here in the tri-states, that's, you know, that's actually something that when Abby would have been born was still not really exactly being done.
Jocelyn.
Anyway, so kudos to Brown County for being supportive of that. And I think they need to get some kudos because, Keely, you worked with the adults. I mean, the impact that's going to have on Jocelyn as she's older is huge.
It's going to open the world up to her. I mean, having supportive parents is huge because at this point, not everyone has parents like you and Abby, Brad. And so if we've got barriers being put up or walls, as Kate and I talk about it, I mean, literally speaking, walls, because we have rooms that are assigned, you know, and not everyone has an inclusive experience. So, and not everyone has the option of having someone help them transition to the next phase of their life. So I think it's really important that we have these conversations and talk about these things. And you help us to understand how you've helped Jocelyn along, because I think other parents want to know, where do I start? How do I do this? Where do I go from here? Because I really want my son or daughter to have that experience as well in school, and then also with that transition to the next step.
Right, right. Well, I mean, specifically with the school, as you said, Kate, Brown County has just been a blessing. I mean, being a part of several different tri-states groups, we've heard the horror stories of how difficult IEPs can be and dealing with certain school districts and things like that, and Brown County, we have not had that experience whatsoever. They've just been wonderful.
And for any listeners out there that don't know what an IEP is, an IEP is an individualized education plan. Many students with disabilities, not all, but many students with disabilities have either an IEP, individual education plan, or a 504 plan. An IEP can provide therapies and modifications to curriculum and in-classroom support, things of that nature. A 504 plan supplies more along the lines of accommodations and or ADA-related needs. Not every individual with a disability requires an IEP or a 504. However, these are supports that are within the school systems to help aid in educating kiddos in typical classrooms. Typically with an IEP, a school receives some form based on whichever state you're in and all the different formula guidelines and fundings. We aren't even going to touch that.
Nope.
They receive some financial money. With a 504, you would not. So anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's all right. So you know, we kind of took the approach from the get-go that we were not, when we went into IEPs and working with the schools, it was going to be a partnership. It wasn't going to be we weren't gearing up for a fight every time that we went into the IEP. We wanted to make sure that, you know, we felt like we knew the administration and the teachers well enough to know that, you know, they really did care about Jocelyn. They wanted Jocelyn to get the best education she could, and so they've always been great to work with. But especially here in the last 5 years, particularly, our eyes kind of were opened up by going to the National Down Syndrome Congress, seeing some of the inclusion practices and things that were going on throughout the country, and being able to bring some of those ideas back to the tri-states and just be able to have a conversation with the Brown County administrators and teachers about what we saw, what's going on in other parts of the country. And Brown County is not 100% inclusion. You know, they still have a special education classroom and things like that. But the elements that they've been able to start pulling in, and, you know, like I said, Jocelyn spends the majority of her day in the general education classroom with her peers, with a one-on-one aide, the teacher is modifying the lesson plan specifically for her. And, you know, they've taken a lot of the elements of the inclusion stuff that we've seen and been able to bring that and utilize that and try to implement some of that into the regular education experience at Brown County.
And how old is Jocelyn?
Jocelyn's 12. She's 12. Getting ready to go into seventh grade.
And I think it's really exciting because Jocelyn is at the age where typically what you find very often is that elementary schools are able to do inclusion very well. You know, you find that young kids. However, in the middle school, high school range, unfortunately, what you see sometimes, that becomes a little less. So again, kudos to Brown County to looking at those, because the research on this is really fabulous. I mean, the research all shows that if individuals, the educational rates, the graduation rates, the happiness, not just of kids who learn differently, but of the typical peers, that all of those scores rise tremendously when you provide an inclusive setting. And I think the benefits to, I think one of the misnomers out there is that if you educate students with their typical peers, that somehow you're going to hold back, you know, their typical peers. And the reality is, actually, when you begin using these interventions you're talking about, you bring up, all kids' scores go up, and actually you end up creating a significantly, they become better human beings, which, I can't believe it, we have talked now for just about our next segment. So when we come back, we will discuss more about the John Wood Community College College for Life program, but we're excited about this. And if you're listening, this is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. We'll talk to you again in a little bit.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com or call 217-617-3568, 217-617-3568, or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child.
It's back to school, Mustang style, Saturday, July 15th. Pre-sale $10 entry, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. On-site entry, $15 from 2 to 4 p.m. Upon entry, each paid shopper will be supplied with two shopping bags and then shop till you drop for free. All money will go to support the Marion County R2 School. For questions, call Kathy Bridgman, 573-439-5471, or Mary Wilson, 573-439-5140.
When severe weather threatens, you want to stay ahead of the storm. Turn to WGEM Chief Meteorologist Mike Cole.
This is for northwestern sections of Lee County, Iowa. Take shelter right now.
Approved by the American Meteorological Society. Leading a team of meteorologists, tracking storms with the most advanced technology. And the WGEM News Team, nationally recognized for excellence in storm coverage. It's the team you can trust. WGEM Storm Track Weather.
Hey, welcome back. It's Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. And we're going to hop right in because we've been speaking with Brad Henry, who's a Downcountry Island recipient, about his daughter Jocelyn, his family, her school situation. And we've been touching on John Wood Community College College for Life program, but we're going to dive really quickly right back into Jocelyn and the fact that when Jocelyn was three, Brad and Abby had a vision for their child. And that vision included college and included being educated with their typical peers. And talking about how important, while we're off air, we were talking about how important that vision is from the parent standpoint, to be able to help make that dream become a reality for their daughter.
And it has to start early. It has to start early.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people don't understand the true importance of that. And from as parents, you know, kudos to you because that's great. And then I think it's neat because you say the NDSC kind of helped you cement that as, wait a second, this is a reality. There are adults right now that are living their dreams, working typical jobs, getting married, you know, going out dancing, driving cars, and, hey, they happen to rock an extra chromosome known as Down syndrome. Which was your impetus for kind of talking to the John Wood Community College because we didn't have anything here in the tri-states for our kiddos.
Right, right. And for us, kind of the transition, you know, is kind of a two-pronged approach where, one, we're thinking both, you know, kind of on the social aspect and being able to hold a job type of route. So, I mean, we do a lot of extracurricular things outside of the school. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's Jocelyn rides horses, she takes dance class, She, you know, is involved in a lot of church activities. Whenever we go out to, you know, stop in at a gas station, like I give her money and let her get what she wants, and then she has to pay for it, and you know, those types of things where she's dealing with real world stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because when Jocelyn graduates school, there is no quote unquote special world
that
Jocelyn's going to live in. Jocelyn is going to live in the real world with all the rest of us, with all of its bumps and uglies, and she needs to be prepared for that.
That's so. Right. So we work on those. Socioeconomical type things, but then also from the educational standpoint, taking a look at, you know, what are some of the things we need to do to prepare her to take that leap, and so being, you know, the inclusion type of thing where she's in the classroom, not on a one teacher with three students type of situation, but where she's got a bunch of her peers around, she's interacting with her peers, she has to present. You know, projects and things like that. Those are all important things. And just thinking long term, you know, what are the things that we have to do to set her up to be able to transition to, you know, whether it's a College for Life program or it's an actual 4-year university type of thing. You know, those two prongs that I talked about have to work together because she's going to have to learn to be independent, and she's going to have to learn to live on her own and be able to function on her own, but at the same time be able to navigate college courses homework and studying and all those types of things without us being there 24 hours a day. So.
Oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love hearing that stuff.
I know. Well, and the thing is it's possible, and we know it's possible.
Yep.
Because, you know, we have adults now that are living their dreams and they're in their 40s. And, you know, we have now, thank you, Jesus, an aging adult population of individuals with Down syndrome living and independently. And these things are possible. And I think that's beautiful. And that's, I have to be honest, why I'm so grateful to John Wood Community College embracing this concept. Because this the College for Life program, I personally think it's going to be a great way, whether your child is, your teenager / adult, whether they're ready for, whether they're ready to take college-bearing credit classes, or if they're just interested in lifelong learning, or if they want to just kind of dip their toe in. I think this is going to be such a benefit to the tri-state area. I can't describe how thankful we are. And actually, as we know, we're going to be running out of time, but I want to give a contact number here real quick. 217-641-4340. 217-641-4340. And at that number, you're going to contact Michelle Westmoss, and she's the coordinator for John Wood Community College. Oh, College for Life. Sorry, excuse me. Oh, my goodness.
Don't get in trouble, Kate. Come on now.
I already messed up. She is not the coordinator for John Wood Community. She is the coordinator for the College for Life program. And if you're interested in this program, please call 217-641-4340. And that's whether you're interested in signing up or if you're interested in helping them get this program off the ground, because funding is always an issue. And from a parent perspective and Brad's parent perspective, I mean, this will be such a benefit to our community from a community organization standpoint, from an employment standpoint, from a community enrichment piece. I mean, I don't think there's words to describe what it means to families like the Henrys or my family or actually to the community as a whole.
Well, not a lot of communities have this.
Yeah,
so.
And I think it's a big deal, you know, particularly for, you know, if you have a child with some special needs or you know of some. I mean, I think it's really important to get the word out. I mean, the tri-state area, it's a small-knit community. We generally, you know, have support groups and things like that where we run into each other. So being able to make sure that everybody knows this is out there.
Absolutely.
You know, that's going to make it successful.
Well, and that's one of the things Kate and I talk about is making sure that people know the resources that are available, because that's half the battle, is knowing where to start, where to go, and how to get what you need. So unfortunately, I think we are running out of time. So Kate, you want to take us out?
We're going to tune in next week, and you will be listening to Barb Holthouse and Michelle Westmoss from John Wood Community College. Otherwise, thank you for listening this Sunday morning. It's Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. Have a blessed day.